I'd like you to close your eyes down as you prepare to relax. Just settle yourself down nice and comfortably. And I want you to begin to notice the rhythm of your own breathing. You might begin to notice the way your chest rises and falls as it expands and contracts. And as it continues to do so, I want you to begin by taking a few longer, slower, deeper breaths and just releasing each one of them. And then after a few longer, slower, deeper breaths, allow your breathing to return to its normal rhythm. And notice the difference. As you begin to feel yourself once again breathing slowly and rhythmically, with nothing forced, just natural. Breathing in your natural pattern of breathing. As you continue to listen to my voice, and as you're relaxing, you'll begin to feel that sense of natural comfort, because this is your time. It's time that you've set aside. So this is your time for healing, for cleansing, for recharging, a time for change. I want you to listen carefully for any words, any particular words that will add to your own sense of comfort, and feel any of those tensions or stresses beginning to melt away. As you become more and more sensitive to those feelings within your body, perhaps you'll notice where clothing touches your skin. Perhaps you'll notice where your body touches the surface beneath you. Feel the comfort within those eyes. And as your eyelids rest, gently, comfortably closed, each time you breathe out, just moving deeper into a relaxed calmness. Each time now that you exhale, associate your breath leaving that body with just relaxing more and more. Becoming sensitive to any remaining tensions. As you breathe in and then exhale, I want you to release those tensions. Focusing your mind on breathing in relaxation. Sending that relaxation to any part that needs it most. And breathing out and allowing any tension to melt away, to release. Just giving yourself up to this lazy, relaxed release. And notice how comfortable this feeling can be. Almost like falling asleep. Yet you can still hear me. And you can choose to ignore any other sound. Unless they absolutely need your attention. All you have to do right now is relax. And as you're relaxing now, in that imagination, or drawing upon some memory, allow yourself, in mind, to travel to a special place. It can be any place you choose. Perhaps you'd enjoy a beach or an ocean, some clean, fresh, natural air. Perhaps a mountain place or a quiet stream. A secluded garden. Any place at all. Any place you choose will be fine. And in your imagination, bring into focus every sight, every sensation. And at this point, you can even allow my voice to fade into the background. There is nothing for you to do but enjoy this special place. No need to think or even to know how the resources your unconscious mind is choosing will be employed in providing the solutions to any particular challenge. And you don't know how soon you'll realize these learnings that your unconscious mind has already made. In fact, these learnings may not be available to you until you notice them in your future behavior and your feelings. And it's not important that you know before you've comfortably continued this relaxing experience in this amazing place and allowed the other you to learn something else of use and delight to you. I want your mind to choose a particular memory, some particular memory, to get a sense of your essential self. I want you to remind yourself of your perfect self-image, your perfect inner image, and recognize that you are uniquely complete. I want you to see yourself well. Visualize and imagine yourself free of challenge. Sense your mind calm and peaceful and relax. And as you experience this and your comfort deepens, you'll have that sense of completion. So I want you to continue to imagine yourself in this special place, having a quiet, calm feeling that this is the most peaceful place in all the world for you. And perhaps you can imagine a soft light filtering down into this amazing place. To imagine yourself surrounded bodily in a beautiful, warm, golden glow. Feeling that light, that glow, all around you now. Each time breathing in that gentle energy. Each time breathing out and relaxing even more. And I want you to send that energy, that glowing light, send it out to every part of your body, just warming and soothing and relaxing and releasing. You're becoming so relaxed now that the positive information I send to you, every positive suggestion I give to you, everything I tell you for your positive benefit will sink deeply into that special part of your mind, your unconscious mind. Even as you listen, you're becoming more responsive to the positive suggestions I'm making. And as you relax even more now and continue to relax, all of the suggestions I give will have the effect that you want them to have. In fact, even as you simply listen and I continue to speak, you find that you're drifting deeper into relaxation and becoming more responsive and more relaxed. And these suggestions allow you to become very responsive, not only to the sound of my voice and the suggestions I make, but to your own unconscious mind. They're going to exercise a greater influence over the way you think because these suggestions become part of your state of positive mind. So they'll positively influence the way you feel and the way you act, and this is going to help you to know that you're bringing your life around to the way that you want it to be. Every passing day, you feel that the solutions to any challenges are more and more within your reach, and that your unconscious mind is now drawing on all the resources, perhaps at a conscious level, totally unaware. But soon, you'll have that deep down greater conviction that things are changing, changing for the better. And you'll sense and notice more certain changes taking place that confirm you are progressing. And as you mentally review the deeper sources of any challenge, your unconscious mind will continue to develop more effective ways of dealing with those challenges, solving them, releasing them. Perhaps in the past, you felt uncertain or confused. Your conscious mind simply didn't know what to do. And yet you know that the deep down subconscious has access to so many resources. All of your memories, all of your experiences, even lessons you may have forgotten. And your subconscious can make all of those learnings available to you, all the outcomes. And it will do it in a surprising way to solve challenges. The fact is, you simply don't know what all of your possibilities are yet. But your unconscious mind can work on it, all by itself, in the background, as you simply relax. And as you relax, you can continue to enjoy these positive feelings. You'll find that the outcome will be that, at an emotional level, you feel more relaxed, more balanced, calmer. You'll find that your mind is calmer, feeling more at peace with yourself. Allow these feelings to develop, to grow stronger and stronger. Feel at peace, with a sense of well-being. And regardless of any stress, pressure, or tensions which may surround your life, you now sense and recognize the feelings of inner peace, inner relaxation, because you're developing a wonderful self-esteem, feeling confident that those goals that you've set for yourself, the commitment you've made to yourself, you're able to keep. And these feelings of inner peace and relaxation are actually creating a shield of protection around you. And you can now remain calm and more at peace and more relaxed than you've ever felt in the past. And these positive feelings will stay with you and get stronger and stronger as you become more and more relaxed. In fact, this relaxed response will become an automatic, pleasant part of your life. And you'll continue to surprise yourself in that you'll find you're able to simply let go of things that belong to the past. You'll see them correctly in their true perspective, as lessons from the past, old negative memories, old patterns of behavior, things that once raised themselves as barriers against your ability to achieve the things that you wish to achieve in life are now fading away, moving away, disappearing. You're seeing them as part of the past. And this is allowing your body to come back to its correct balance. This is allowing your mind to feel settled and calm. This is allowing you to experience a deep sense of inner confidence, clarity, and contentment. and all of these positive, motivated feelings will stay with you. Long after our session ends, as you remain in this content, relaxed frame of mind, you'll find that inwardly, you're growing stronger and stronger. As you become more relaxed, all of these attributes that you're seeking as a solution to any challenge and to all other aspects of life, this relaxed response will enable you to achieve all of this. And you can continue relaxing right now very comfortably, wherever you are in your mind, in time, in space, just enjoying the restfulness of not having to do anything in particular right now. Just allowing your mind to move wherever it wants to. Becoming more aware of your own inner resources. Simply relaxing. Anticipating the joy of discovering your inner resources. Discovering exactly what you can do to make use of those resources that are within you. So I'd like you to imagine right now, to use that imagination, to imagine that you're walking along a path. This path can be any path. It can be indoors or outdoors. It could be a hallway. It could be a path through a forest. It doesn't matter. But I want you to imagine that you're walking along a path. If you find it difficult to visualize that path, perhaps you can remember walking along a path. That's right, just imagine or visualize or remember walking along a path. And as you walk, I'd like you to notice that every step forward you take is a minute or an hour or even a day into your own future. As you continue walking, if you were to turn your head and look backwards, you'd notice that your past is right there behind you. Everything you've ever done, every place you've ever been, everything you've ever experienced, it's right there behind you. So you turn to look forward once again and continue walking along this path, becoming aware of external things, perhaps the temperature around you, the sights around you. Maybe you can hear sounds as you walk along this path. Maybe it's an echo of footsteps if you're indoors. Maybe it's the crunch of grass or pavement or twigs if you're walking outside in nature. Hear what you can hear. Perhaps you can smell any smells or taste any tastes in the air. Make all those sensations as real as possible. See what you see, hear what you can hear, feel the feelings of treading step after step as you walk along this path of your life. And this path, it's a long path. It gives you plenty of time to just have a think about something that you perhaps know you need to be doing, but aren't. Or perhaps something you know you shouldn't be doing, but still do it anyway. There's something in your life, that you're thinking about. Perhaps becoming more balanced or more motivated or more open to change, or more relaxed, more calm. More stress-free. Perhaps a new set of reactions. Perhaps a new direction. Perhaps there are other things that you'd like to change, but maybe you're hesitant. So right now, you can spend a little time walking along this path, gathering your thoughts about what it is exactly that you fear to do. What it is exactly that you'd like to change, but aren't doing right now. So I'll give you a minute to think while you're out walking.
Now a short way ahead of you, you notice that there's a place where this path splits. It's like a fork in the path ahead. One path leads off to the left. Another path leads off to the right. This path ahead has given you a choice. It's given you a choice to make, a choice to consider. Here are two different pathways, two different possibilities, two directions, a choice. You could choose the path to the left, a path where life is pretty much the same as it is now. You carry on doing the same things in the same way, living the same life, dealing with whatever issues you have in the same way as you have been doing. If you were to choose the path to the right path, there are new possibilities, new achievements, freedom of mind, positive, progressive implications. So have a think about that. As you now stand still at this place where the path splits before you, it's your time to make a decision, to commit to just one of these paths. But before you make that decision, we can see which future each path leads to. We can see which each path holds for you. I want you to step out onto the path to your left. Step out onto the path to your left and begin to walk along this path. The path where there's simply no change. The path where your life stays the same. You can imagine that you're not going to live and fully discover your unfulfilled dreams. There'll be no change. Instead, you continue doing what you have in the past. And continue getting the results you get now. I'd like you to imagine what life will be like in 10 years' time. Continue walking. Notice how every step you take, you get older. Days pass, weeks pass, years pass. Notice how your body begins to feel, how your mind feels. How you feel about staying on this same old path. Walk out into the future to the 10-year point and see the world changing around you. Continue walking until you travel 10 years into your future and feel how it feels to carry on doing the same thing for 10 years. This path is just like today. But with one difference, you have now 10 fewer years remaining in your life. I want you to think about how you'll feel in 10 years' time if you continue doing exactly the same things you've done to date. What will daily life be like? Will it have changed in any way? Really allow yourself now to experience the feelings. Those inside feelings that are being generated by this thought, by this future. See what you see all around, hear what you hear, feel the feelings. Begin by looking, seeing what your life looks like. Notice where you're living. What kind of place are you in? And notice the feelings of having not really changed anything. Perhaps things have gotten worse. You may still be having the same highs or the same lows, perhaps the disappointments, the situations that bring you anger or stress or frustration or anxiety, the inner feelings of failure, the feelings of not being fully in control of your own future, of your own decisions. How does that feel? How do you affect the people around you? How do they feel? Are you close to others? Or have you been pushed further away? I want you to absorb every aspect of this path, the path that you can choose to walk down today. Notice everything that you need to know about what it will be like on your way. 10 years into the future, if you carry on the same path you're on now, this path to the left, putting off any changes, staying the same. And as you think about those feelings, thinking about those thoughts, feeling those feelings, you can gently begin to drift yourself back, allow yourself to float back to where the original path split. Right now, you're back, standing at the fork in the path. Today. So this time, I'd like you to take a step out onto the path to the right path. This is where you create powerful, progressive change, and notice instantly the sense of freedom. The freedom of your own thoughts. As you begin to easily walk along this path, notice to yourself the sense of accomplishment as you walk out. Hours into the future, days into the future, weeks into the future, 10 years into your own future. Imagine now that you're 10 years into your future, 10 years older. But this time, it's all different. Why? Because starting today, you actually begin making changes in your life. Specific, intentional changes. And these changes are not always easy. They're not always comfortable. But they are intentional. They're leading in a direction you've chosen. These changes are the changes that you are choosing. They're the changes that will cause you to live the life you want to live. These intentional changes often mean leaving the feeling of comfort and security and familiarity in order to discover your personal freedom, to discover new avenues, new adventures. These are the changes that will bring happiness and satisfaction on a much deeper level into your life. Continue walking along the right path now. Just go there now, 10 whole years into your future, having made a decade of positive, progressive changes. Imagine living the life you want to live. Everyone has a dream life. A dream life that they imagine living for themselves. So I want you to picture everything about your dream life being exactly as you wanted it to be. Have a good look around, really imagine every detail of how your life will look. Think about where you'll be living, who you'll be with, and how you feel about being with them. How does this new life feel deep inside? If you have difficulty seeing, just feel instead. Imagine or feel the feelings. Notice those feelings inside. Do you feel that you're now really living your ideal life? Notice, visualize, imagine the people of your life, the people who are around you, and how they feel about you, how they react to you. This is the path of different choices, different decisions, calmer responses, the path of self-respect, assertiveness, and inner strength. You have the freedom to choose exactly how you want to be. So absorb all you need to absorb from this moment in your future and be aware of the positive things that you can learn consciously and unconsciously, and then drift and float gently back once more to the place where the path splits. Now that you know and have experienced these two contrasting futures, by walking the two different paths, you know what your future holds. As a result of what you do, right now, today, you can make a decision. You can compare and contrast these two futures and all the feelings involved in those futures. You can compare and contrast those two futures that can be yours based on the decision that you make about how you're going to live your life now. Imagine reaching deep inside you for all the strength and the wisdom that you need to make this decision today. And as you do so, imagine that when you choose to make that decision, that deep inside your mind, you're switching off, erasing that alternative path. You are switching off the opportunity to drift back to the alternate place. I want you to step out and take your future path right now. Absorb yourself in the sensations as you begin to walk along the right path. Notice the feelings, the sights, the sounds, and of course, continue to engage in your future the way you've seen it, the way you've felt it, the way you've experienced it as you begin to walk the right path to your future. Leaving the wrong path behind. Erasing the wrong path. You can begin to plan the future, to take action, to achieve the dream outcome. Your unconscious mind knows what it's now working towards, so it has the direction. You're on the right path. So now it's your chance to look at all your specific intentions, the activities that need to be done. Think to yourself, what's the exact sequence of events or activities that will take you to where you want to be? Have a think with your conscious mind of what you need to do. Every outcome begins with a single step. So determine the exact sequence of events and activities you need to achieve your goals. And I want you to imagine writing it down. Begin with the outcome in mind. And then write, without stopping, write the sentence, 10 years from now, I plan to be living. And you can then continue the sentence for yourself. 10 years from now, I plan to be living. And you fill in the blank in any way you wish. And I'd like you to get really detailed about what you would be writing. Because you are now creating new neural connections in your brain. You're changing the chemistry of your own brain. You must improve upon, clarify, and make clear just exactly who and what you're going to be doing, experiencing, living, having in 10 years' time. This is the first step of the process of achieving your new future. Notice how you feel. Notice how you feel now. Excited, perhaps. Motivated. Optimistic. Whenever you do this, the reason is simple. It's because it's the life that you're designing. You're designing and creating your new reality. Instead of just living the one that was given to you, the one that you've lived with less intention, less purpose to date. This is the beginning of creating the life that you want to live. Know what the future holds for you as a result of the choice you make today. And continue walking down the right path for you now, allowing any stress and negativity to simply drop from you, to be released. As you focus and set your intention and your goals deep inside your subconscious mind, always heading in that direction, no matter which way the path twists and turns, you know you've set your direction, you've set your intention. Now it's time to focus on the activities and enjoy performing these activities that will lead you to the end of your path, your goal, your dream life. And allow your mind to drift back to the present day, here and now. Allow all sensations to return back to your body. And you can gently open your eyes once again. Welcome back.